Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shout out to our boy Lance, who got his groove back last night. He looked good. 7 innings. That might have been the number on his box score that I was most enthused by was... He went 7 innings. He doesn't do that very often. But more importantly, the Astros, I say more importantly, I think it was equally important that we see Lance get his groove back as it was that the Astros won a game last night. But that was good. Yeah, I mean, 4-1, so it's not like the bats exploded, but it was better than what we've been seeing lately.
He threw more changeups than he's thrown all year. He's thrown 17 changeups in the first three starts. Last night, he threw 16. He was hitting his spots. He looked more comfortable. You know, he was working on some things. He was tipping his pitches when he was in the stretch, so he had to kind of get that rectified. He said he credited Gerrit Cole for some of the help, just pointing some things out to him that maybe he needed to change up. And so he was trying to, at the start of the season, trying to kind of adapt some of the things he was learning and change it on the fly. Like I mentioned yesterday, it's kind of like a golfer trying to work it through a swing in tournament play. Well, it seemed like he finally felt Lance McCullers comfortable last night.
Both he and Dallas Keuchel found it the last couple of nights because Keuchel had that breaking motion that induces all those ground outs that are his signature. And McCullers found the magic in the curveball last night, and it was really an incredible weapon for him last night. And I'm sure it didn't escape either of your notice that for the sixth time in 18 games, the Astros had a save opportunity in the ninth inning last night. And for the fifth time in those save opportunities, it was not Ken Giles getting the opportunity to close out that game. Devenski, who I think we identified in spring training as the most likely guy, if it's not going to be Giles, to be the guy, getting his second save of the season last night and doing a nice job
and he's
making
been,
it happen.
Yeah, he's
How's
been
that
nails.
Over-under?
He's been nails this year.
That over-under for 34 saves for Ken Giles.
I took the under, so I feel great. Yeah, so yeah, that's
six opportunities, one went to Giles. I would not have predicted that. Yeah. It still could change, though, as the season goes on.
I mean, if he didn't get off to the same kind of start he finished up with last year, then I think maybe AJ would feel a little more comfortable. He's kind of baffled right now. He's trying to figure out what he can do with them because he's not pitching he's not picking up. Well, he was pitching poor at the end of last season. He's still pitching poor at the beginning of this season.
Did you see who was loosening up when Devenski was closing it out? Colin McHugh. Now, I don't know if that's for the purposes of maybe just getting him some work and up on a mound because he doesn't pitch all that much, or whether he was truly a late game option last night, but I found that interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. That was a game. I feel like with this Ken Giles thing, that this is sort of a side project of AJ Hinch's right now. Project get Giles' confidence back. And I think he will use save opportunities to help do that. But I don't think every game is created equal when it comes down to doing this. And that was a game they had to have
last
night.
They needed that.
They've lost three in a row. The Angels, the Angels are 3.5 games ahead of them going into last night. Thank you, Red Sox, for whooping up on the Angels last night. But that was a game that was not created equal. You know what I mean? Last night, that was a game that meant more. And so you can't fart around with having Ken Giles in there. You bring Will Harris to do the setup work. You bring Chris Devenski, who has been far and away your best reliever in, and a guy who has some closers type stuff to come in and get the last three outs. Bam. Yeah.
And get the hell out, not apologize for it.
Yeah. Yep. First game of the year, Marwin Gonzalez did not play in the game. And Jake Marisnik continued to look helpless.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he looks bad.
Four at-bats.
He looks bad. And those are two guys who are in that outfield rotation. Right. That's something to keep an eye on as the Astros, as A.J. Hinch tries to find solutions, aside from Reddick and Springer in the outfield.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.